Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
And we are with you tonight, Edwin Lee Raymer, at 8 o'clock here at WGNS. Glad to be with you. Hope you've had a great weekend, and the tournament selections have been made, and they're going to get started playing basketball in the big dance Tuesday night. We got best round of 68, and after that Thursday, I'm sure they'll really get rocking and rolling for us. So anyway, hope your teams do well and get in the office pool. It's the biggest, you know, it's the biggest betting time of the year. Everybody gets in on that, okay? And there's no problem with that. I want to tell you about a guest. This is Ed Raymer, by the way, for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Connor's on the board. And we've got a couple of guests with us here tonight. They've been with us before. It's been a while. Angela Wynn is here. You're running for state senate. Hello, Angela. You've got a camera on her, Connor, do you? Her husband, Jeremy, is here with her. I don't know if you have a camera on him, but he wasn't counting on this at all. So if you do, fine. My name is Ed Raymer, and I'm your host. And I'll tell you what, I want to give her a maximum yield of our time. Let's go ahead and kick this thing off if we can, Connor. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your Good Neighbor Station, News Radio, WGNS.
And that's a little rock and roll to kick you off on a Sunday night at 8 o'clock. This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. I'm your host, Ed Raymer, and this show is produced at the studios of WGNS, AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You're glad to be with you tonight. You can reach us tonight with your questions, comments, or your thoughts at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And you can also text us a number to our producer, Connor, on the board, and he'll be glad to read it over there for those of you who do not wish to be heard live. My guest, as I said, is Miss Angela Wynn. Angela, how are you doing?
I'm doing good today.
Pull that mic just a little closer to you, please, within a, excuse me.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, just like in the Verizon commercial. And good to see you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I would like to give a shout out to the Tennessee State University men's basketball team.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yes. So
you know,
proud of them.
They may very well, they could wind up playing the University of Kentucky.
That would be awesome. That I also want to congratulate their coach for winning coach.
I'm telling you, we got some teams that are doing it now. There's no doubt about it. I'm glad you mentioned that. How do you find us? Okay, you can find us on the good old-fashioned AM, FM radio. For you children that don't understand, there is a rectangular device that's probably in the dash of your car. If you hit on, you can turn it on, and there's all types of sounds. You can turn it and tune it to different networks, and you can hear all types of things. You can listen to music, you can hear talk, hopefully you hear our talk, and I know it's a bit, it's a bit antiquated, but nonetheless, of course, we're sitting here with you now. We're on YouTube Live. We're on Facebook Live. You can find us at News Radio WGNS on either one. You can listen online at WGNSradio.com. Scroll over, and you can just listen live. We're on there. You can find all of our old shows from the very beginning, and it should be... Oh, I'm just guessing right now from the time I've been here 14 years, it should have around 600 shows on there. Mm-hmm. So that's quite a bit. And so did everybody else. And, you know, watch us Facebook Live, YouTube. Angela just left. Her and the Angies just left. They do. And I want you to, because you can download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. And Angela's doing a great job with simplicity and has been for years now. They're on at 6 o'clock before us, and then we have a couple of the churches that do their thing from six at 7:30, and then we're here at 8. But she's just doing a great job. They're feeding people. I mean, they're doing what they are supposed to do. Jason Qualls, in the middle of the week when he gets a chance, if he's not preempted by sports, good financial coaching radio, doing a great job. And I want you to look up to, and you can get this once up on a page, 2026. It's a book and story convention, and you'll have local authors, narrators, and vendors. On April the 18th and 19th at Smyrna Events Center, 100 Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna. Now, this year's event will bring together writers of all genres, from fantasy and romance to poetry and children's literature, for a weekend packed with author signings, panel discussions, giveaways, and community fun. Last year, they sold out. It looks like they're going to sell out, too. Again, this year, Lindsay Schultz is doing this. And you can get tickets at thespinebookshop.com. That's at thespinebookshop.com. And I'm sure she's got some tickets available. Hopefully she does. And support her, please, because she does one thing that a lot of the libraries, she has books, and a lot of them. And, of course, that's not a bad thing. You've been told it's a bad thing, but it's a good thing. It won't kill you. Okay.
We love Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Lindsay's there, I'm sure. And, okay, Angela, what, you're running for state senate, okay?
Yes, I did not think that that would be on my bingo card.
Yeah, have you had this, okay, have you had this animosity toward your husband long, or is this just something?
You know, I feel like it might have started probably in 2024, and probably. I said to myself, what could I do to just drive him crazy?
I'll bet you that'll work.
Hey, listen, he doesn't like public life, so now welcome to it.
Okay. How are you doing? How's it going?
It's been going well in spite of, you know, everything else that's been happening.
Sure.
Really trying to focus more on community. Everybody that knows me, they know that that's my thing, is this is community, right? And we need community more now than ever.
Sure. Now, what area is this? And I know it's hard to... Can you sort of lay it out for people?
It's hard. So I'm in District 13, right, which is based in Murfreesboro, encompasses Smyrna and a lot of Western Rutherford County. So if you live in Murfreesboro, you're definitely in my district. If you live in Smyrna, you're definitely in my district. I always encourage people to double check, though, especially given how, you know, they change the lines all the time.
Sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. They gerrymander the heck out of it. Sure.
Gerrymandering at its finest.
I reckon, yeah. What are you, what are you running on? What are your top, give me your top 3 points. I mean, you've got some pages there, but give me, I'm doing.
So I think everyone knows number one on my list is going to be public schools, right?
Sure.
That's one thing that I have been heavily involved in since about 2020 now. So I want to say it's about 6 or 7 years.
Sure.
I feel like it's a constant attack on our public school system, and I really want to be in the room making those decisions when it comes to our children's education instead of reacting after the fact, right? Like, I love my advocacy work, I do, but I think now it's time for me to be the one in the room. When they say in the Hamilton, I want to be in the room where it happens. That's where I want to be.
Sure.
So public schools, definitely top billing. The second thing is growth and infrastructure. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but Rutherford is growing pretty daggone fast. And when it comes to fast growth, you know, I always wanted to infrastructure issues. And so that's one of the things that I want to talk about too. Not only building great homes, but also making sure that we have great roads. I don't know if anybody has been on I-24 since that last ice storm that we had, but it's like riding in potholes. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I know that they do have some house bills that have passed in the legislature to help with that. And I just want to make sure that Rutherford County is able to benefit from that. And then, of course, cost of living, healthcare, that's always important to me, especially in our rural communities where they are really trying to take away options for our rural community to be able to see a doctor on the regular basis. You know, they want to make sure that they're making laws where they don't have to... They have it where they have a certain law where you can't have those for-profit emergency care institutions. And what they're trying to do is loosen the law so that they can pretty much build them wherever they want to. And so, unfortunately, just like when we talk about, you know, dollar stores and food deserts, it's the same thing with these for-profit organizations in our rural areas and other areas that don't necessarily have accurate, exceptional health care, you know, that is convenient for them. So those are my top three things, right? Public school, making sure that we are matching our growth here in Rutherford County, and also just making sure that, you know, people are able to live where they work and have access to health care.
Okay. All right. Very good. And how's it going?
How is it going? Well, I think the big thing on everybody's mind right now is this new House Bill, HB 793, where they want to require immigrant children to pay for public schools.
It's in the paper.
Yeah. And it's not even just that. It's turning our teachers into an extension of a state agency where they are required to provide information on students that they think may not be quote-unquote legal. My role is no human is illegal. There's no such thing as an illegal human. But once again, here we are putting the onus on our teachers who are already overwhelmed and underpaid. So this is something that I'm very, very strong about, and I definitely want to make sure that folks know that when it comes to that, I'm definitely against it. I feel like all of our children deserve a good public education.
Right, and I mean, it says right here in the article today by, this is on your turn, by Sophia Quasem, Quasem, I'm sorry. Ms. Sophia, she's guest columnist. The mechanics and immediate impact of HB 0793. The bill, while not an outright ban, creates a significant financial barrier. It proposes that undocumented students could only enroll in public K through 12 schools if they pay tuition, the cost of which would be set by the local school board. Here we go again. We're going to kick the can down. Let's kick that can. You know, we've kicked that can down roads as big as a 55-gallon drum now.
Man, and if they're kicking it down to our school board, then I feel like we all have to worry about that, right?
You want to just pack up and go home now? Listen, great day. I mean, it makes you feel that way sometimes.
Yeah, it does. You know? It does. And that's why I always make sure to tell folks, you know, you have the power to change that, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So, it's a midterm election, folks. I know that people don't necessarily know who their school board member is. A lot of people don't even know who their senator is.
They don't know.
Yeah.
No.
So I really.
They don't know who their senator is on a national level.
Yeah. And, you know, and now is the time to be civic minded.
You'd better get, this stuff, you know, I should have voted, but I didn't pay much attention. You better start paying attention.
Yeah.
Because that's what this bunch is counting on.
Yeah.
You're not paying attention.
That's the thing. I mean, we're bombarded with different things happening in the news every day to kind of distract us from the things that are really important to us, like the attack on our democracy, the attack on our children, just the attack on every system that is built to be able to help people survive.
It could be a war too.
The war part is killing me. I want to say to folks who thought that this was going to be a peace-loving leader, what do you think now?
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. That's the reason I'm still leading the march, and I'm doing this to build a wall between us and Smyrna, and I'm going to make Smyrna pay for that. I'm serious. Let me tell you something. I shouldn't say that, you know, but seriously, I mean, being actually from Smyrna, lived there the first several years. Our parents had a home there for 42 years. Wonderful folks, wonderful people. But I should say that that's where that's your area. These are nice folks, people. Vote for this woman, please. But I mean, really, it's, you know, with the way this thing is, you know, for example, I push for, you know, we've got money for everything.
Yes, we do.
Whatever they want. Mm-hmm. I want every child in this county, regardless of who they are, what their financial, what their economic background is, mm-hmm. to have a free breakfast, free lunch and a free snack in the afternoon. Nutrition is so important to these children, especially to all of them from K through 12.
Yeah, and I'm so
this
so
is their learning time. I've been for this. Yeah, put it up. You know, put up or shut up.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the good thing is I believe now they are seriously talking about addressing that issue, because I do believe that all kids should be able to have meals. I think that we should have free lunch, free breakfast for kids in school.
Yeah, for everybody.
For everybody.
I agree.
And while they say that we may not have the funds to do that, we absolutely do.
Oh, we do.
We
don't give me that.
We absolutely do. And kids learn best when they are fed and they're not worrying about where their next meal is coming from.
Exactly.
Know? And, you know, a lot of kids take advantage of our summer programs, right, where they're able to get free food, too, during the summer.
Sure.
So why not be able to extend that to the entire year? This gives one less thing for parents to worry about, right? You know, we're living in an age right now where it feels like you can't afford anything.
Right.
It's ridiculous how much costs have gone up just for the basic things. So to take one thing off of the plate of parents not having to worry about where their child is getting their next meal while they're attending school, I think that's a great thing for us to be able to do.
I think and they need it through the summer months as well.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I'm going to tell you, and I'm not going to call out any particular educator, okay? But I've had educators tell me, they can tell you some terrible stories about children in their classroom.
Yeah.
Because of their economic condition.
Yes.
Didn't have, didn't even have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yes.
Okay? Come on, man. We're better than this.
Yes.
We said, this is Rutherford County. We're the greatest county in the world. Really? Is that right? So what do you say you pony up and prove it to me?
That's right. And it's absolutely the truth.
You know, and I have said this and I've stated it vehemently right here on this broadcast. If it means, and my wife feels this way too, and we don't have a dog in this hunt. Our kids are grown. We have no grandkids yet. We have a grand dog who's probably more trouble than a grandkid. But, seriously, I'll pay an extra. We'll pay. My wife and I, we've talked about an extra $150, $200 a year on our taxes to make sure our children are fed. If that's what it takes, we're going to do our part. I'll do it.
Well, let me tell you, Ed, that you do still have skin in the game. You do still have a dog in the race when it comes to that, because these children that we're educating are going to grow up to be the leaders in our communities,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And we need to be able to make sure that the new leaders that come out have the tools that they need in order to continue to make our communities great.
Right. And could you, if you're going to run for Senate, would you please throw a civics class in there for some of these people? I'll tell you what, that'd be good for some of the people in the Senate and House, if you want to do that too.
That school rock song.
Yeah, I'm telling you. We're going to go to our first break. Angela Wynn is here. She's running for state Senate. And we want your vote. She wants your vote. Get out and vote. Make sure you're registered. Please make sure you have not been purged from the rolls. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. Connor's on the board. Take us to our first break, if you would, please. Ed Reimer with you back right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, Jay Mullins Jewelers. Can't beat it.
Prayers for Peace. I'm Fred Bottomer with Report on Religion. From his Vatican window, the first pope from the United States in the history of the Catholic Church, Pope Leo XIV, told his followers last Sunday he was profoundly concerned about the United States and Israeli strikes on Iran.
Dinanzi alla possibilità di una tragedia di proporzioni.
Pope Leo urging both sides to, in his words, stop the spiral of violence before it becomes an irreparable abyss. The head of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, meanwhile, says the present crisis between Washington and Tehran risks igniting a far wider conflagration across the Middle East. The head of the American Jewish Committee in the St. Louis region, Nancy Lisker, says the responsibility for these attacks is Iran's alone.
For decades, they have targeted American men and women in uniform, Europeans and Israelis. They have called the U.S. Big Satan. So, and for decades, they have refused to meet international nuclear guidelines.
Lisker says the world is a safer place with Iran not obtaining a nuclear bomb and funding terror organizations.
The hope will be that that part of the world will be a safer place and that the Iranian people will have, again, back the future in their hands and not in the hands of tyrants.
And she hopes this war in Iran will bring the international community together.
We hope that these will be over in a few weeks and that the world will come together and peace will prevail.
United Methodist bishops implored leaders on both sides to place the protection of innocent lives at the center of every decision, while Episcopal church leaders urged Congress to condemn the attacks and do all they can to stop escalating violence. With Report on Religion, Fred Bottomer, CBS News.
Hey, I'm Ed Raymer of the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and Angela Wynn is here, and she's running for state senate. Her husband Jeremy's here. Connor's on the board. Glad to have y'all with us. Angela, tell people who you are, where you live, how did you get into this, and what do you do for a living? I hadn't seen you for a while. Tell me about it.
So, what do I do for a living? I am the Director of Stewardship and Donor Relations at the Tennessee State University. It is my job to provide transparency to our donors, especially when it comes to where their money is going.
Right.
I also provide transparency to our corporate donors and also ensuring that all of their deliverables are met so that they can continue giving us money. I also okay. have a donor program where also, you know, I thank all of our donors and make them happy so that they can keep giving. So that's what I do for my day job.
Sure.
Me personally. So I am a Midwest girl, born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Went between there and the East Coast majority of my childhood, but after high school I landed in the DC metro area. Went to Howard University.
Okay.
Graduated a little later than expected because I had my first son my junior year. One thing I always say to my Bison babies. I'm vice president of our Howard University Alumni Club. And I tell them all the time, you know, whatever adversity that you are faced with, so long as you have a good community, and I'm specifically mentioning the Howard community, but any HBCU community, really,
sure.
They will be there to help get you over that finish line. So graduated Howard. Worked in D.C. law firms for a very long time, ended my career in Washington, D.C., working for a very prominent political figure, which is kind of how I got my nose dirty in politics. That and one of my
I've never heard it put that way. Got your nose dirty.
It is okay because it feels like a dirty business, right? Once you get into the thick of it, you just know what I mean?
But in the end,
it's definitely worth it. I always say that whatever I do in the community is so that I can help the next generation be great. I'm thankful for my best friend who's no longer with me, Mindy Mebben Kasotis, who really taught me what it is to stand up for people who do not have the voice that you have.
Exactly.
Did Howard, did law firms, decided to get my MBA. So I have an MBA in HR, human resources management. Okay. So that's because I love people. I love people.
Okay.
Been in Nashville now for 11 years. Married to my absolutely wonderful and supportive husband. We just crossed our 10-year last year.
Right.
He's born and raised in Nashville, which is amazing. We have 5 kids, from 7 all the way up to almost 24. 4 of our children are currently in Rutherford County Schools. We actually moved to Rutherford County specifically for the schools.
That's the reason my wife and I were here, too, 30 years ago.
Yeah, sure. It's so funny because in the neighborhood where we live now, I think we were the very last house of Phase 5, and I think they're in, like, Phase 50 million right now. Right?
I don't doubt it. Yeah, okay.
And so, Jeremy,
I don't doubt it.
We would always go to the model home. And, you know, at that time, it wasn't really within our affordability to be able to get it.
Sure.
But I ended up finally getting a job and we could afford it. And I came down and immediately put money down on our corner lot so I could be here in Rutherford County. So
So you came here for the schools too?
I came here for the schools.
This is the crux of what gets me.
Yeah.
All we're talking about is, you know, could we get some more, you know, vouchers for these kids, for these private schools? Yeah, people came here because we had good private schools, good public schools.
We have excellent public schools. And the funny thing is, I don't
get it. Yeah. I'm just not connecting, man.
Yeah. And what people really need to understand about this voucher program is not every county in this state have private schools, right?
No.
And I'm always talking about how when it comes to private schools, you know, they determine who their students are going to be.
And, they can pick and choose.
Yeah, they can say, they won't discriminate or anything like that. I actually sat on a panel with the League of Women Voters. And thank you, ladies, so much for having me on. And on the panel was a private school principal and our charter school principal. Acar, I'm talking to you. And that's the thing that I asked them, you know. They say, well, we want all kids to come. And I look to my left and I say, hey, you are a private Christian school.
Right.
So you have a type of student that you're looking for, right? And he says, yes. And I said, yeah. And if you feel like a child is not necessarily going to fit within your mission, then that child is not going to get...
They're not acceptable.
Yeah.
They're not acceptable.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the truth. He nodded his head because he couldn't refute it. At the end of the day, public education is here to educate everyone.
I had a young man tell me once, he said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, a lot of people don't stop and think about this. We've got good friends that have their children at Father Ryan in Nashville. Fine school, fine reputation. Been there forever. Turned out fine kids, okay? But there is a big difference between a private school and a faith-based school.
Very true.
Okay? Now, if you're willing to pay that and you want to do that for your child, that's fine.
Yes.
That's great. But here's the thing, and this is where I must say our mayor here in Rutherford County was right, Mayor Joe Carr, when a child went in there and we had parents saying, I don't think we'll, after they'd got their voucher money or after they'd received their money, you know, and from the county to go in there, okay, and now they've been there a month, now they're pulling them out, I want to put them back in public school. Yeah. Okay, what happens to that money?
Yeah.
They keep it.
That's $7,000.
And that's
child.
One thing that Joe Carr's right about. What happens to our city? What about our people? What about the county?
Yeah, and we don't get prorated that money back, guys.
No.
That money is gone.
And their regulations and their criteria is nothing near as strict as what a public. I never have understood how that can be.
You know, the application doesn't even ask if the child is actually in a public school or have attended public schools, because you know that that's what the trend is, right? That these private school vouchers are not going to our public school children, guys. They're going to our private school homes that are looking for, again, that welfare for the rich.
Sure. And they're getting it.
Yes, they are.
And Carrie Sharp with Channel 5, WTVF in Nashville, did a thing on this a couple years ago, and Arizona was where she went. And it is a, I'm sorry, do you need something coming? You got a call?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Caller, I'll be with you in a minute. I'm on the stump right now. No, I'm serious. She did a piece on that, and I'll look it up. And it was the biggest train wreck that ever happened.
Yeah.
People were buying Steinway pianos and motor homes. And, you know, come on, man.
A designer jewelry, clothes, trips. It's really ridiculous. And the sad part is the majority of that money went to private school families. So it's these private school families that are spending.
Oh, they're raking it in. I guess they're all going to round up at the top of the pyramid, I hope. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Raymer, how are you?
Well, hello, Jeff. This must be Jeff Neal.
Yeah, it is. How you doing, Mr.
I'm Wynn? Fine. Good. I can hear you good tonight. Jeff, what's going on?
Mr. Wynn, I want to congratulate you on running, first of all, like it says, put your name on the ballot. Ain't easy thing to do, so I appreciate you doing that. I know you're, excuse me, you're running in my district, too, so I appreciate that you're running, and hopefully you can unseat the person that's in there now. But what I wanted to say, you guys are talking about the vouchers, and like you said, and some of them, they're already in private school. They're already in the school. They're just in the way of trying to pay for the tuition. And the parents aren't trying to the tuition. So I don't know how much it even is. I know a parent that plays sports, and they had finished playing this year. I think they were talking about the tuition. They didn't say tell me how much it was, but I'm sure it was quite a bit to go to school. I'm sure it was. So, you know, everything like that. But as far as that goes, the state's got a lot of issues. I mean, we know that's where to go, but I wanted to ask you, I know it's going to be several years, how do you feel about these choice lanes?
About what now, Jeff? I'm sorry.
The choice lanes, you know, Mike Sparks says we have a choice in life. Choice. I have a choice to stay in that other lane and not pay.
Oh, we're talking about school choice?
I guess.
No, I'm talking about on I-24, they're going to put choice lanes.
The choice lanes.
When you get in that lane, they're going to start charging. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Send you a bill that you've been in this lane 50 minutes, it charges you, you know, probably $200, whatever the price of gas. I think I spent $5,000 to fill my valve up.
Well, if we're going to put an Ed Reimer lane out there, I'd be up for that. I mean,
you can do it for free. I got to pay.
No. A quarter of a mile on my lane.
Man.
Well, if I'm going to get in on this thing, I got to make some money. You know, this is it. One hit, I'm gone.
I mean, that's true. What do you think about? Because I know years ago when I was growing up, my father was from Kentucky. They had toll roads. They took them out.
We did. We had toll roads. Yeah, because I'm from Kentucky. We had them.
And they took them out. Well, what do you think about it? Do you like that idea? What do you think?
I believe that we need to focus more on fixing the roads and infrastructure that we have now. And I understand that this may be a way that they feel like people can, you know, pay for those for the infrastructure to be fixed and things like that. But we also have to think about the people that necessarily cannot afford a choice road. So, again, this is like widening the gap between the haves and the have-nots. So the people who can afford it have to sit in traffic, and the people that can't afford it are the ones that are going to get to work.
Right, and
to
Jeff, here's another thing I saw in the paper today. They're digging that tunnel down there.
Yeah.
Nobody asked anyone in Nashville anything about that.
Elon Musk is paying for that. You ain't got to worry about that. He just paying for that. What I was going to tell you though is the choice. We have a choice to everything in life. As far as that goes, but I mean, you know, you got all kinds of stuff. But what I want to tell you, you were mentioning Tennessee State, man, on your came on your work there.
Mm-hmm.
You said you're all mater's Howard, right, in D.C.?
Yes, sir.
Okay, both their men's and women's teams made the tournament. Their men's going to play the first four. They play Maryland and Baltimore County, which, if you know anything about them, a few years ago, they were a 16 seed. They played Virginia and beat them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen, too. You'll see that happen.
The very next year, now Virginia got in front of the next year, they won it all, the whole thing.
I'm telling you, you don't know, but that tournament, Jeff, is all because now we're back to sports. You know, it's a weird broadcast tonight, but you know, Coach Krzyzewski said this with Duke. Who was it, Jeff, that nearly beat him? Was it Belmont 1 year?
Belmont,
and they only won. Duke only won by like 1 point.
1 or 2 points.
Were a 16.
Lehigh beat him. Belmont almost beat him.
But they were a one seed, Duke was, naturally, and deservedly so at that time. And I think Belmont was 16, and they nearly got beat.
Something like that. Yeah, they were.
He and Coach Krzyzewski, whatever his name, I never could say it. Coach K, he said this tournament is all about surviving to play another day.
Oh, yeah, that's all it's about. Yeah, like I said, what makes the thing great is these small schools.
Sure it is. Because there's going to be a couple of upsets. Well, there's going to be more than a couple. You know that. We've watched that tournament before.
There's going to be some of you. You know it ain't going to be no chalk. You know it's going to be some upsets.
It's not going to be a cakewalk. No, not for anybody. Do you think we're going to see?
What I want to tell you, Ed, though, I want to tell you what the women's team made, too, but they're not playing the first. What I want to tell you is Kentucky, Tennessee, if you look at the bracket, they can't play again this week 16. You know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can play again. And what I don't understand, Kentucky is a 7 seed. I was saying Tennessee got a 6. They're either going to play Miami, Ohio, or SMU. You know Miami, Ohio is undefeated this week.
Right, but did you know that it is possible Kentucky could wind up playing TSU?
Yeah, they played them before years ago in the first round.
This time around with Kentucky, I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, I'm a diehard Kentucky fan, but I got to tell you, you got to watch those boys at TSU.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, TSU. Oh, yeah, no one's missing a good job. He's done a bang up job. I tell you,
absolutely.
They do.
They played years ago when I was in college. They played the first round. Kentucky beat them. I was gonna say they've got Tennessee, Kentucky playing the Sweet 16. At the top of that bracket, Georgia and Alabama is off. They can play the Sweet 16 if it always gonna work out. They could. So I just want to tell her I appreciate you. Everybody always just putting your name on the ballot. That's tough.
I do.
So I appreciate you doing that. And I guess because nobody, I'm not going to do it. I can tell you right now.
What would you say if I did, Jeff? How would you like to see that?
Lee ain't going to do it.
I'm not going to do it at all. No.
He's going to do it before I do it. I can tell you. But, I mean, I just wish you luck on your campaign. I hope it goes well. And I just hope people come out and vote. That's the biggest thing. I want to get out and vote and make their voices heard. That's my biggest cry. But y'all have a great week. I enjoy your show.
Thank you, Jeff.
Enjoy the basketball season.
Jeff Neal, thank you very much. Supporter of this show and supporter of WGNS all the way around. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate you. And we do appreciate you putting your name on a ballot. I've never done it. And I've said to people, you know, you want to make a change? Go put your name on a ballot. And you've done it now. You've done this, what, a couple of times? Did you?
No, this is actually my first time running.
Okay, this is your first time. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because initially I thought that school board was going to be...
Right, okay. We had talked about that years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But I have received so much support
good
for this campaign. And the amount of people thanking me for running has just been amazing. So I just want to thank everyone
that's
who
phenomenal
believes in me. Yeah. And really thinks that I can do the job because I know I can do the job.
I know you can.
And I want to do this job for you guys, for Rutherford County, because I love living here. I love my neighbors. I love my community. And I want to be in a place where I can continue to make Rutherford County great.
And this lady is tenacious, folks. Make no mistake about it.
This is very true.
I'm serious. I mean, she is, and in a reasonable way. Okay?
Yes.
We're talking about free lunch for kids. That's not in the scope of things. Come on, you know, we're talking about building $300 million for a jail and then a couple of high schools. Come on, feed the kids, people. Board of Education, Rutherford County, quit worrying about your private schools and please take care of the kids.
Yeah, let's start talking about the squeeze that we have right now in Rutherford County and how all of our schools are at or over capacity. So while, you know, our representation at the state level is, you know, wanting to pass bills about, you know, children of immigrants and, you know, putting, you know, the Ten Commandments in schools.
Right. We need to be talking about
all of these new families that are coming into Rutherford County. Where are these kids going to school?
I don't know, because I'll tell you, you know, and by the way, we need some buses to get them there, too.
Oh, man.
I don't even want to get into that. And don't get me wrong. I talk as though the Board of Education is just not doing it. I don't mean that. Mm-hmm. I know they've got their hands full.
They do.
I understand that. But wake up, people. Wake up to what's going on. Now, I know we have a caller on the line. Caller, if you'll be good enough to just hold on, please. We're going to go to our last break, okay? And we'll give us time when we get back, and we'll have time to talk to you, okay? So, caller, hang on. Connor, if you would, take us to our final break. We're here with Angela Nguyen, and she's running for state senate here in the at University of
Jeff Neal,
District 30. Whatever. She's running for some office. And when you go in the ballot box, just look for her name. Her husband Jeremy's here. I don't know why he's staying here. If I was him, I'd run like crazy. And Connor's here, and he's on the board. I'm Ed Raymer. Caller, wait for us. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro. You know, Jay Mullins Jewelers, can't beat it. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
All right, we are back. And, okay, caller, please go ahead. Sorry to make you hold.
No problem, Ed. I just wanted to call and thank your guests for being there tonight.
I'm going to guess this is my Mark?
It is.
Okay, Mark, thank you. I'm glad I guessed right. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, I'm kind of tickled now that you finally got the voice.
Okay, I run into people in the grocery store and say, I've heard your voice somewhere, you know. And that's great because they don't listen to what I'm saying, but they hear my voice. So At any rate, what do you think about this woman so far, Mark?
Well, so far I like it, and I wanted to ask her a question. Talking about the private school money and all that and not getting back to the county, why does the county not have a lobbyist that's working on the legislature on doing something about prorating that money back when they only stay a little while in private school?
Well, lobbyists cost money, right? And right now, I think our public schools are trying to invest as much as they can into the things that the students can see and need. You know, who can lobby for this is people like you, right? There's something called the Day on the Hill, where you can go on the Hill, talk to your representative, talk to your senator, and really hone in on these types of issues.
Will they even be there?
Well, it honestly depends.
Okay.
But even, I'm serious.
I'm being serious.
No, but you know what I found, though, is that sometimes when I go on Day of the Hill, I don't necessarily speak to the people that represent our district necessarily.
Sure. Okay.
But I do enjoy talking to legislators from other districts because it really provides you with purview on what's happening in other districts, and also understanding that it is a collective decision that is being made, right? So if we know that our legislator is going to go a certain way, then why don't we find those legislators that we know are kind of teetering on the edge of what we want as a community, and then we can go and talk to them and have them vote in our favor.
Mark, I don't know if you know it or not. I know you probably don't know this lady personally, but I want to tell you something. She is tenacious. Okay?
Good.
She's not out here doing this because her rich husband gave her the money to do it. Okay? I mean, I don't know if I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that, but I get you're not doing it, Jeremy. Okay.
He's shaking his head like, I'm not rich.
His head. No, I'm not rich. Okay, whatever. But you know what I'm saying? She believes in this. She does. And
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you know, people that are willing to put their name in there and run, I respect greatly because lots of us talk about a lot of stuff, but, you know, we're not willing to put our name on the line.
I am the world's worst, and that's the reason I'm in radio.
Yeah. Well, Mark, I'll tell you this. If I'm voted in, I will be your lobbyist. I will be the one at the Capitol fighting to make sure that our children get every single dollar that they deserve so that they can get the education that they need to be successful in the next stages of their lives.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point. And Mark, let me ask you about this. She brings up a very valid point. Maybe the senators and representatives should be their own lobbies. I thought that's what we hired them for.
Well, actually, that's true. To have to pay somebody to go down there and put a bug in somebody's ear when they ought to be doing what's best for the county that they come from anyway is a little ridiculous.
Well, I mean, in this day and time, I mean, I can go on Facebook and tell what you're doing. Right now, you're in the middle of tax season. You're covered up with forms. I know my wife's at the house right now working on taxes.
Yeah, I got a deadline tomorrow for pass-through entities.
Then what are you doing talking to me? We appreciate
it. Listen to you every Sunday night, get a little education, have a little
humor. Oh, man, I don't know about that. But yeah, but
get through to ask a question or give you my opinion.
Good enough. So,
anyway, sometime after April 15th, I'm going to buy you that cup of coffee.
I hope so. Okay, I'm going to let you do it, too, okay?
All right, well, thank you, folks, and I appreciate your show tonight.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Mark Riddle. And I want to talk to Mark. He is an accountant. I do not have his card with me. I'm sorry, Mark. I want to give you a plug there. But anyway, I'm going to be talking to Mark later on. He's busy right now. I can't talk to him. He's a covered up man. Believe me, I know my wife is. I left her at home. She was sitting at our dining room table with the computer on and her head in her hands. So I don't. I just say I'll catch you later. And all I know is I better bring a sandwich in that door when I come. Look at Jeremy shaking his head. Yep.
He knows to come home with a sandwich.
Come home with a sandwich. Okay. All right. Okay. But it's not that bad. I mean, we're down to our last 8 minutes or so. You know, where are you going? What? You got a thing of events coming up? We got a place where people can meet you and greet you and all this good stuff?
So right now I am really building up my team.
Right.
So
now your election will be in November.
My election will be in November.
Okay.
Yeah, so right. I know.
So there's none of this early April, May, and all that.
No early voting for me, but definitely make sure to check when elections are happening for some of our local offices,
right,
because they are not all in November. We actually have some elections that are happening in August, especially
right,
the school board.
County commission,
yes,
things
of
that nature.
Yes, county commission. And those
right,
are so important, you guys. Those are seriously important races that we really, really need people that are going to speak to what we need here in Rutherford County, what we need in Smyrna, what we need in the city of Murfreesboro. So while I am out here promoting myself, my website will be done at the end of the month.
Right, okay. But you will hopefully be back with us a time or two
before
the election.
I can't stay away from you, Ed.
Yeah, sure. Most of my guests, you know. Hello. Yeah, I'll come up for an hour. Yeah. Yes,
but but no, I want to be as accessible to people as I possibly can. I had one neighbor ask me straight up, like, where do you stand? Are you liberal? Are you conservative? What are you? I'm a moderate.
Right.
I believe in community. I believe that government should be helping us thrive and be able to, you know, live where we work, to be
sure,
able to feed our children, for our children to be able to get a good education, but not to dictate what we do in our everyday lives and inside of our homes.
You know, I run into that all the time. People come up to me because, you know, we're few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, there's that liberal again. I am not a liberal. Okay. If feeding a child is being liberal, then okay, I'll take
call
that. I'll take, call me liberal. I don't care. We were raised conservative. Our family, I have two younger brothers. We were raised, and I don't think I'm speaking out of line for my brothers. I really don't. But we were raised conservative Democrats.
Yeah.
You know, you took care of your family. You worked a job. You know.
And that's what you did.
That's what you did. Mm-hmm. If your neighbor was in trouble, you helped them. And, you know, you didn't pay that much attention to politics back in those days.
Yeah.
But, you know, this thing has gotten totally twisted, and there's one party that just loves it, you know.
Yeah, well I think people need to understand that the fight now isn't right and left. It's up and down, right? It's the people at the top and
right,
the people at the bottom. And those of us who are in the middle, we really need to be in that fight, too.
Well,
right?
I mean, I'm trying to get right in the middle of it, too, because yeah, I'm tired of this mess. And these people, if they want to hear the truth, I'll give them my version of it. Maybe if my version is not the truth, tell me.
Yeah.
I'll kindly step back and say, you know, I was wrong, or whatever the case might be. But when you're talking about simply not feeding children in our county, I can't cabbage onto that, folks.
Yeah.
And then bills like this governor we've got that won't release funds to cover people on extended, was it Medicaid or Medicare? Medicaid,
yes,
I believe. And
yes,
the money's there.
Yes, yes. And it's so sad because, you know, there are a lot of folks that rely on Medicaid. My father specifically relies
sure
on Medicaid. That's another thing I'm really big about, is access to health care, especially when it comes to women's health, because I feel like, unfortunately, for a very long time, women's health has just been at the back burner of everything, you know.
And on top of all the advances,
yes,
that had been made overall in healthcare fields, but especially in women's health.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there were things you used to, you know, we don't need to, she's pregnant, we don't need to talk about that. Well, it's been going on since the beginning of time.
Since
I don't think there's a problem with it.
Yeah.
You know, or she has breast cancer. Yes, you know, she's got breast cancer. We don't need to talk about it. You know, you better start talking about it.
Yeah, they need to start. They need to do more
talk
research
about prostate
about
cancer. I had, you know, my prostate's been out of here for a long time. It's the reason sometimes, you know, it's the reason sometimes I come in talking like this, you know. But, you know, you know, Connor sets me over by the window in a chair, you know. Hi, my name is Anna. You know, that's it. And
well, people need to understand, we really need to be fighting for this, right?
Sure.
Because when it comes to the history of the medical you know, studies and things like that. Like, they really didn't do any studies related to women.
No.
Even when it comes to, you know, that time of the month, you know, they didn't use a real period blood to test out period products.
It's
really up to us as a collective to continue to push and ensure that everybody has equal access to healthcare, especially women, because women, we are the backbone, right?
At last count, I heard 54% of this nation's population was women.
Yes.
And I think overall worldwide.
Yes.
Women lead. And I want to tell you, it's the reason in women's health, I think there's nothing like nothing. I'll tell you what you need to put together is a panel of old guys like me to talk about women's health.
I think that's the problem. Yeah. It's been nothing
but old
guys.
That's what the problem is now. They had a panel on women's health. I mean it. It was in Washington. You've seen this. You know, and now we'll have our panel on women's health. And every one of them was a white guy. I don't get it.
It's all men.
Yeah. And you're talking about women's health issues. I don't get this.
And often don't even know how women's bodies work.
Yeah.
On a basic fundamental level.
Yeah, you know, it's like asking a woman, hey, how's your prostate doing, huh, Angela? You all right? You know, it's ridiculous.
It is.
It's utterly ridiculous.
It really is. And I also want folks to know, even a subset of that.
I'm sorry, folks. Angela, I apologize. I've got to have her back. This just gets on there. It's so simple.
Oh, don't get me started on women's health, especially when it comes to our maternal mortality rate in this state, which is abysmal, especially as it relates to Black maternal health. So that's another thing that I want people to know that I'm very, very passionate about.
I've said it 1,000 times right here, and Connor's heard me, and I guess he's sick of hearing it. Maybe some people out there listening together. There are times that a doctor, if they're worth their salt, will tell you, for example, that an abortion is a necessary medical procedure.
Yes,
this is not, you know, well, you're for abortion. Look, nobody is for abortion.
Absolutely no one is.
No one is for, oh, I just can't wait, you know. I mean, it's like that guy told him, said, you know, one of these days, that guy was sitting there looking at that TV, said, you know what? Said, that's one thing, we'll stop one of these, all having all these abortions. That guy said, you know, that's the reason I hang around a lot of gay people all the time. They don't have any abortions at all.
Well, I will
shut him up.
I will,
you know,
say one thing that they haven't done is really dug into the research about how these abortion bans affect women.
Yes.
People don't realize women are dying.
Dying.
Women are bleeding out.
That's right.
They are you know, in some cases, I heard of a teenager who was deathly afraid of being arrested and so
exactly.
gave birth to their child and then suffered the consequences for it later. We should not be demonized for needing health care.
It is utterly ridiculous.
Yeah.
Any last words? We've got less than a minute. We got 40 seconds. Go for it. You'll be back, but go for it.
Oh, I will definitely be back.
You will? Okay, well.
I will definitely be back. Hopefully for a couple times. I want to preach it from the high tops. Everybody, please get out and vote. Please get out and vote. Please make sure that you have not been purged. Please make sure that your 18-year-old child is registered to vote. Amari, I'm definitely talking to you and making sure that your friends are registering
to vote.
That's right.
Okay.
So let's make sure that we are being civically engaged, even if you don't do it ever for the rest of your life. Like,
very
this
good.
Is it.
Angela Wynn is running for state senate, not United States Senate, not yet. Her husband Jeremy's here with us. Thank you, Jeremy, for coming up. We appreciate it. Connor on the board. And until next Sunday night at 8 o'clock for the show, Ed Raymer. I'll catch you down the road. Good night.
Good night.